Owen French, you're not down Mitchell Sound Caves just yet, are you?
No, not yet. No, we're about to head down there now, actually, in the next 20 minutes.
You, under your Talos music-making guys, are performing tracks for... How big is the audience going to be?
I think it's between 80 and 100, as far as...
Nice.
I know, yeah.
Do you know, I've been down the Caves years ago. I've never been down for any of the gigs, and I'm really disappointed because... Have you done a gig there before?
Yeah, weirdly enough, it's actually a third time.
So, presumably being a cave, the acoustics are really cool.
They're definitely cool. Yeah, they're actually hard enough
to work with.
When you're pushing it through speakers and stuff, it's tricky, but that's a bit of crack.
No stalactites or stalagmites get dislodged during the performance, hopefully. In fairness now, this is a really clever idea. It's a brand new phone that's being launched this evening, the new Galaxy S23, and it's all about capturing higher quality sound and low-light videos, hence why someone went, why don't we do a gig and a launch down in the caves? I'm guessing that's what went on there.
Yeah, I think so. Someone higher up chose that.
In fairness, that's good. I like it. How could we really test out this phone's capabilities? What about we do a launch event underground? Woo! It does sound good. And apparently people are coming from all over with free transport and grab-and-go food bags and a few bevs and one winner picking up one of the brand new Galaxy S23 Ultras as well. So that's nice.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Do you sound check a gig like that? Of course, I suppose you have to, don't you?
Do you record it?
Do you like sound check it through the afternoon? Like, are you down there on your own with just like a few people around?
Yeah. No, we were down there like between 2 and we had a long enough sound check, actually, 2 hours or something. But the setup they got in there is pretty slick, so it was fine. Yeah, grand and handy, you know.
And what about the whoever has to lug all the gear down? That can't be
that was a bit of a disaster, right? It's like, you know, nearly a kilometre of a walk, I think, from the front to the back.
What I also find interesting about the Mitchell Sound Caves is they're in South Tip.
Yeah.
Does anybody know why they got claimed for Cork at some point?
They're probably better suited in Cork.
Yeah. Actually, I was chatting to Gemma Hayes, who is from South Tip, from Ballyporeen. She's living down in Baltimore now, and so there. I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of a. There's a blending of the counties in that area. Anyone from that part of the world might agree with me actually on that one. Now that I think about it.
One of the lads in the band is actually from Tip as well, and he was. He kind of fed me that bit of info yesterday, so yeah.
So it's a topic of conversation in South Tip. When are we claiming the caves back? We claim the caves for Care. Exactly. The Care Caves. Actually, Care Caves, even...
That's better than a ring to it.
We're not handing them back now. Too late. Cork has them, lads.
Yeah.
Cork has them. What is actual geography when it comes to it? It's all about the name. Yeah. Owen French, better known as Talos. Enjoy your gig tonight. Thank you for the chat,
nice
sir.
Sunday.
Sound man. Talk to you soon.
Bye. For more Red FM podcasts, go to redfm.ie/podcasts.